take a deep breath in. And as you breathe in a resourceful feeling of calm, relaxation. And as you exhale, feel a wonderful feeling of release. As if any tension, stress, or worries are starting to leave your body in your outward breath. Breathing in relaxation and exhaling tension. And I wonder if you can elongate the outward breath to make that outward breath longer, to feel a sense of release as you breathe out. And as you breathe in, just get a feeling of more and more calm relaxation. That's it. Feeling deeper and deeper relaxed. And the deeper you breathe, the more relaxed you feel. And the more relaxed you feel, the deeper you breathe. As your body relaxes, your imagination awakens. And I want you to imagine somewhere in nature that you have a personal connection to, a place where you felt powerful, confident, or just relaxed. And just imagine yourself there in that place in nature. And somewhere nearby, I'd like you to imagine a time machine. And whatever your imagination, intuition, or unconscious reveals to you is exactly the right time machine for you. And maybe it's a TARDIS or a DeLorean, like Back to the Future. Or maybe a mechanical contraption. But whatever you imagine a time machine to be, imagine it nearby. But before we go to that time machine, I want you to imagine seeing three buckets, each with a word on. The first bucket has the word security written on. The second bucket, comfort. And the third bucket, freedom. And I want you to imagine something valuable accumulating in these buckets. Maybe they're coins, banknotes, gold, or even jewels. But just imagine each of them accumulating. There's less in security, more in comfort, and freedom is overflowing with all of that abundance. And I'd like you to imagine that if abundance had a color, what color it would be. And just imagine breathing in that color of abundance. And as you exhale, just imagine exhaling any sense of limitation or fears relating to money. Imagine money blocks dissolving, melting away. And see it leave your body like a dark, shadowy color. Breathing in abundance and exhaling fears and limitations. And as you look at the bucket that represents security, I want you to think of just how much money would be needed each month without you working for you to feel secure. Maybe it's enough to cover your rent or your mortgage, all of your bills, whatever you spend on food or energy. Think of that figure. And if that figure was coming in every month, would you feel secure? And if you would, it's the right number. And if you wouldn't, increase it. Clarity is the first step to abundance. And I want you to think of that monthly amount with absolute certainty that if that was flowing in every month without you needing to work, you would be absolutely secure. And now look at the bucket with the word comfort. And now think of what would truly be a comfortable life for you. And how much money would you need each month to live that life of pure comfort? This isn't just covering the basics. This is the basics in a nice lifestyle. Holidays, travel, nice clothes, the kind of car that you would want, meals in nice places, and the ability to help out other people if needed. And think of what that figure would be. What do you need to be earning every month to feel comfortable? And I want you to get a sense that some of these figures, security or comfort, you might already be receiving. But remember, this is without you working. This is an amount that comes from assets you own, or royalties from intellectual property that you've created. And then think of that bucket that represents freedom. And freedom for one person is luxury, and freedom for another is generosity. Freedom for many is being able to do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it. But freedom varies to the individual. Someone could move to a country in Asia, have a place by the beach and feel free at the same level of income that someone else would only feel secure. Whereas for someone else to feel free, they would need luxury properties in several different countries, have the ability to live in different places. I want you to get a sense of what freedom is for you. And what does that amount need to be each month? And when you've got that clarity, imagine walking over to the time machine. And I want you to imagine what would happen if you had your knowledge right now. Knowledge about the world, about technology, about trends. And just dial it back 10 years in the past. And imagine waking up in your body 10 years ago. Where were you living? Imagine seeing yourself in the mirror. See yourself that age, but with all of your current knowledge. And I wonder what you would do differently. To have infinite abundance, what business would you build? What would you invest in? What would you do to ensure that you were secure and then comfortable and then absolutely financially free? and I want you to get a sense, perhaps, as to how unlikely it would be that if you had certainty of the future, you probably wouldn't have taken the same job and done the same things you did 10 years ago. Maybe you would have taken more risks, but you would have taken more risks because you had certainty of the future. But I want you to think what you would have done, what assets you would have bought, what you would do to become wealthier or more abundant or more free. And imagine the years go by all the way to the present, getting a sense that all of that wealth didn't come at once, that the journey would indeed have prepared you for the destination. And I want you to get a sense of being in the present and having the same time machine and exploring different futures. I want you to imagine going forwards now, 10 years. And I want you to imagine seeing a future of scarcity or financial struggle. Imagine going in time and seeing that future version of you, worried about bills, stressed about money. Maybe the money causes arguments. Maybe there's things that feel stressful and pressured, and just observe that future version of you. Because your future is infinite possibilities, and see that future that you don't want. Because sometimes seeing a future that you want to avoid, unlocks the resources to take your future in a different direction. To dial up that frustration, that stress, that pressure. Get the clarity as to what that future would be like and what would have had to have happened for that future to be possible. But there's no point having a deterrent if we don't have the clarity as to what we desire. So now imagine seeing a future 10 years from now, observing yourself with absolute financial security, that money is flowing in more than sufficient to cover all of the essentials, that even if you don't work or can't work, you can still live and eat and have a good life, not a comfortable life, but a life where all of your needs are met. And what would that life be like? Where you're secure. And I want you to think of one strategy that would help you to create that secure life. Maybe owning a property. Maybe investing a small amount that grows. Just get a sense of what that life is like. And then program your time machine to take you 10 years in your future to a life of comfort. Imagine that future version of you comfortable. See the house you're living in, the car you drive, how you dress. And maybe you continue to have an income. Not because you need to, but it just enhances your lifestyle. Because when you're comfortable without needing to work, it creates a new standard of what you're willing to tolerate. Would you really take disrespect from a boss if you didn't need that job and still be comfortable? Observe that future version of you with a new level of resilience, confidence. Not just security, but a comfortable life. And I want you to investigate that future and think, where did that comfortable life come from? Were you creating more value for the world? Did you build or buy assets? What had to happen for that comfortable future to be inevitable? And then, let's visit a future of freedom. And maybe you're seeing yourself 10 years from now, living that luxury life. Maybe you have the mansion, the beach property, the sports car. Maybe it's the designer clothes, the jewelry. I want you to see that future version of you with absolute abundance. Get a sense of what they had to believe for that to happen. What did they have to know? What strategies were they following? And just get a sense that when that version of you believes the right things and does the right things, then that future of abundance is inevitable. Or perhaps what freedom means for you is travel, not being tied to one location. Or maybe what it needs is pure freedom on how you spend your time. See whatever freedom means to you and set the intention that this future of freedom will be your future. Step into that future version of you. Feel how it would feel to have that abundance, to believe what you believe, to have released those limitations and blocks. Like you're planting a seed of an idea that this will be your future. And then return to your time machine and return back to that place in nature. And I want you to see those three buckets with more in them now than was before. Even security is more, comfort more, and now freedom is overflowing with a constant flow of more value, more gold, more jewels, more banknotes, overflowing from that bucket. And just take one gold coin, jewel, or banknote, share certificate from that bucket of freedom, and imagine holding it in your hand as you're about to return to the present, taking all these wonderful thoughts, ideas, and changes with you, feeling that you've released certain limitations and opened your mind to a future of freedom and abundance. You're returning from a journey within your imagination, a journey of thoughts within thoughts, ideas within ideas, and dreams within dreams. So take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your nose. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, connect and calibrate into the here and the now as I now count from 1 to 10 to awaken you. Starting to count. 1, 2, 3, waking up. 4, 5, 6, more alert. 7, 8, open your eyes, open your eyes. 9, 10, wide awake, wide awake, wide awake.